Welcome to the second of three interviews with the faculty of the educational initiative entitled Contemporary Strategies for Improving Adult Immunization Rates Across the Health System. These interviews were produced by ASHP Advantage and supported by an educational grant from Pfizer. This interview with Sue Rees from the University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinics in Madison, Wisconsin, was recorded in May 2012. Dr. Rees is Vice President, Development for Nursing and Patient Care Services at the University of Wisconsin Hospital and Clinics in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Rees, I imagine, given your title, that you have a well-informed perspective on the immunization of adults while they're in the hospital. Would you mind sharing some thoughts on that with us?
Certainly. It's been very well documented that an inpatient hospitalization for our patients has been a missed opportunity for providing immunizations that have been recommended and that are due to be given. Some of our patients will only be seen in the inpatient setting and may not get to a primary care or an ambulatory visit. So it's so important that we use this opportunity provided to us to administer immunizations. There's significant morbidity and mortality associated with both pneumonia and influenza in the United States, and taking every opportunity that is available to us to immunize patients is a clear responsibility of our healthcare system.
That's interesting, the way that you describe that. How do you think that opportunity is recognized by other healthcare workers?
I think that it has historically been oftentimes missed, and I think that some of the recent initiatives through CDC and the Joint Commission, et cetera, have heightened our awareness about assuring that we take that opportunity when patients are hospitalized to assure that their immunizations are up to date for their safety and the safety of all of us.
What approaches or strategies do you use at the University of Wisconsin to make sure that that opportunity is seized?
Early on, we realized that physician screening for immunization was not successful for us. So we narrowed it down to a smaller group of healthcare professionals and decided to go forward with a pharmacist screened and a nurse administered approach. So our pharmacists screen 100% of our admitted patients. And then what we were able to do, and it really only took a short time of ongoing monitoring and feedback, was to get to an assurance that 100% of our admitted patients were being screened, and then through protocol, a immunization being ordered for them if it was recommended and due. Once that was achieved, that 100% of screening, we were able to move on to barriers that we found were associated with nurses administering the immunization.
What were some of the barriers that you ran into?
We really found that we needed to close that gap, really, again, particularly related to administering the immunization. So we started with an identification of why that gap existed in the first place. And we did that after that we were certain that the pharmacist was screening all of the patients. We used our collaborative governance councils within nursing and solicited from a variety of nursing staff as to why the immunizations were being missed. We had found that only about 44% of the ordered immunizations were being administered. One main reason for the gap that we found was that the immunizations were and are in our organization still ordered for discharge. And since we don't know the discharge date at the time that the screening is done, which is upon admission, we cannot put that immunization in to be given at a particular date and time. And most of our medications are done in that manner. They're scheduled for a particular date and time. And when that doesn't occur, they can end up really falling through the cracks when it's sort of hanging out there with any specificity around that immunization order.
Huh. I see what you're saying. So have you been successful in closing that gap?
Absolutely. To deal with the challenges of giving the immunizations on the day of discharge, we started to use a variety of reminder systems to assist the nurses. So we have a daily report that is printed by pharmacy of the patients who have an immunization order. The pharmacy technician gives that to the nursing staff on the unit, and it's used by the nursing staff to look at the report and compare it to their patients that are going to be discharged for the day. So so they can look at it and say, oh, here's Mr. Smith. He's going to be discharged today. I see that he is due for an influenza or a pneumococcal vaccine. We also have some pretty low-tech methods that we used to assure that we dealt with that challenge. And we have a brightly colored laminated card. So when pharmacy orders the immunization, they put it into the refrigerator. Then they put a brightly colored laminated card that says vaccine due on discharge in the patient's medication drawer. Since the nurse is in and out of that medication drawer throughout his or her shift, they see that brightly laminated card, and it's a reminder to them to give the vaccination. One other thing certain units have done, not all of them, is they've taken that same brightly laminated card, they've made it a little bit larger, and they put it on the door frame outside of the patient's room. So it says vaccination due at discharge. And it's a reminder to the patient, the family, and the nurse that before they leave that day, and vaccination is due and needs to be administered.
You had said about 44% of the patients were being vaccinated when a vaccination was due.
Yes.
With some of these strategies that you've implemented, have you seen that number change?
We have. We probably range now from about 85% to 95%, and it's very interesting. We do best during influenza season when we have more immunizations to be given. So we do better in that October to March time frame. It drops a little bit when it's only the pneumococcal, when it's not in that season where we are administering several influenza vaccinations as well. So I think it's just something that's very much on everyone's mind, more so during influenza season.
Do your nurses have access to the vaccine on the various units, or is it delivered from pharmacy?
It's delivered from pharmacy, but put into the medication refrigerator in the medication room, in the pharmacy med room on the unit, so they can access it at any point that they want during that patient's admission.
I can tell just from what you've been describing that this has been a multidisciplinary effort. I'm curious what your experiences were with that.
It was mainly a collaboration between pharmacy and nursing that really took this and moved it forward. That was really after we had narrowed it down and determined that we would do a pharmacist-screened and nurse-administered approach, then knowing that the two main disciplines here were pharmacists and nursing, we really worked together to close the gap. And as I mentioned, you know, it's the pharmacy tech that puts the report on the unit each day. It's the pharmacy technician who delivers the medication to the refrigerator that puts that card in the med drawer. So pharmacy has really been a great partner with us in nursing to help us be more successful in administering the immunizations.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is there a protocol or order
Yes.
set in place that allows pharmacy to write the order?
It is per protocol, and it's a protocol that's been approved by our Pharmacy and Therapeutics, or P&T, committee. And so then the pharmacist is empowered to write that order per protocol. That is one place where we are still working to close the gap. It would be easier for us, and it would make it more likely that the immunizations would not be missed if we could administer them at any time during the patient's admission. Many organizations have gone to that, and that is one of the issues that we are still struggling with, that there are physicians that really don't want the clinical picture to be clouded by maybe a fever associated with the administration of a vaccination. So that's something that we're still continuing to work on. I think over time we'll get to where it can be administered anytime within that admission, and that will certainly help us to increase our rates even further than we have.
You mentioned that some of your colleagues are already administering the vaccines at any time during a patient's stay. Has they had success with that, or has that actually clouded the clinical picture?
It has not clouded the clinical picture. It is very rare that that has occurred, anecdotally from what I'm told from colleagues in other organizations, that after they've been able to convince the medical staff to make that change to protocol, it really has gone off without a hitch.
What kinds of education did you conduct to make sure that your nurses and the pharmacists and pharmacy technicians were aware of the different types of immunizations and how to screen patients and then how the system would work?
Certainly. The protocol is available to anyone within our organization, and it is used by everyone, and it really outlines the importance of immunizing patients and then how to go about and do that screening. So that is a document that is shared with all of our disciplines. Also, we have patient education materials available. And so the patient education materials were shared with nursing and other staff as well, that we're going to be involved in those conversations with patients about the importance of immunization. It certainly is critical that the nursing staff, physician staff, and pharmacy staff who may be having conversations with patients are very convinced as well of the importance of immunizations and can speak that language when talking with their patients.
Okay, so it's kind of a self-education approach?
Yes, I would say some self-education, but certainly as I would say as managers worked with their staff. So nurse managers, if they had a unit where the administration rate remained low, at a staff meeting, they would continue to review the importance of immunization, and they would use documents that we have from the CDC, our own patient education materials, our own protocol, to really assure that staff understood the importance of immunizations and their responsibility in assuring that those are administered as ordered.
Okay. What can you tell us about the screening process? Are the pharmacists go to the patient room and talk directly with patients, or is it more of a medical records approach?
It can be a little bit of both, depending upon how clear the patient's record is. You know, I honestly don't know how long that screening takes. I don't have a sense that it takes too long. I think it's a fairly quick screening tool.
Have you noticed any trends in how patients respond to being screened?
In most cases, patients appreciate them being administered while they're in the hospital as well. It's another, it avoids them from having a repeat visit to their primary care physician, to another clinic. Many of them, when reminded of it, are, oh, if I'm due, if it's the best thing for me, I certainly will take the immunization.
That's great. And it's also great going from 44% to 85% to 90%. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners about your program?
Well, the one thing that we did prior to taking it house-wide, we did select 3 pilot units, and those nurse managers were very interested in improving their rates. And really what we found is that the types of improvements that worked on one unit might vary from another unit. So we felt it very important to let the frontline staff choose what they felt would work best. So, for example, on one unit, the health unit coordinator played a major role and would take the daily report and remind the nurses assigned to the patient that an immunization was needed prior to discharge. Other units, that model didn't work, but on one unit, those health unit coordinators took a very strong role in assuring that they played their part in making sure that our patients were immunized. I think, again, frequent discussions at staff meetings of the importance of immunization and the overall unit results was useful. The other thing that we do is we continue to provide a report to the units on a daily basis. I'd already mentioned that they get a report from pharmacy that tells them which patients have a immunization due. We also provide a second report that tells them on the previous day who was to have received an immunization because they were discharged, and did that patient receive it or not. So they get very current information as to their ability to assure that those vaccinations were administered.
Oh, that's great. You've mentioned pilot units. Which units did you start with?
We picked 1 medical, 1 surgical, and 1 cardiac. And I picked them. Their managers were very enthusiastic about this, and they had low rates. So we wanted to really make sure that we were giving it a fair chance and really had engaged both managers and staff. And then we wanted the opportunity to provide to the rest of the organization, if interventions worked for these units that had lower administration rates, that they could do it too.
How long has it been since you first piloted?
2 years. We started in June of 2010.
And now that you've had some experience with it, what are you focused on now? What areas or opportunities do you see for improvement?
So currently we are continuing to work through our P&T committee, allowing vaccinations to be provided anytime during the admission. That's one of our major efforts. The other thing that we just started working on this week was, because we have so much data, we're going to drill down into those units and staff who are missing the immunizations. And we're going to look to see if there's any patterns and to determine if maybe there's some one-on-one counseling sessions that we can do with folks to see why they are frequently missing immunizations and see if we can further improve our rates from there.
Are there any closing remarks you'd like to make?
I think just that healthcare providers really need to understand that it's just not another task they need to perform, that creating a culture where we all realize it's our responsibility to keep patients safe and prevent the spread of infections is essential.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. To learn more about this initiative, Contemporary Strategies for Improving Adult Immunization Rates Across the Health System, and to access other educational opportunities on this topic, visit the web portal at www.immunizeadults.org.